All right, you guys, we're here with Kat Howe. She's back from her hiatus yesterday.
Oh, I stopped it by accident, I guess.
Oh, we're here, guys. Hold on.
I didn't think I hit anything, but I guess I did.
All right, we're back, guys, from the hiatus from yesterday. She's here. And now she's going to give us pop culture news.
All right. Happy Friday. It's hard to adjust everything because this thing moves over here every time I'm in here. All right. So Shia LaBeouf has locked himself and a group of people, like other artsy-fartsy people, in an elevator for 24 hours that started at 9 a.m. this morning, and they will get out 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Why?
It's for some art installment illustration that he's doing. And the only time they can go out is to use the bathroom.
Oh, then that doesn't count.
Yeah, but for 24 hours, he's doing this elevator thing.
That's lame. That's lame. It would have been a lot more extreme if they had to pee it, like, in jugs and stuff. That's a lot more extreme than just staying overnight in an elevator. Big deal.
And he's, like, giving them – he's, like, talking to them and, like, saying, you know, how he's done, you know, made bad decisions when it comes to his movies and the shows that he's done. And so, hey.
Yeah.
That's Shia LaBeouf. Kesha has been denied injunction after against Dr. Luke, who she accused of drugging her, raping her, abusing her years ago. And it's been going a long battle of her trying to get her Sony project. And New York judge Shirley Cornrich said, no, you guys went through a long, very heavily negotiated contract. You're going to stay with them, and we're not detaining you, and we're not exterminating the contract. So that hasn't settled after like a year and a half of this lawsuit.
All right.
Richie Blackmore, the guitarist at Deep Purple, will not be performing with the current band members of Deep Purple at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. And to me, I'm like, well, one of the whole point of Deep Purple being inducted is to have the original members, and none of the original members are playing. Well, whoever's original member that's in it now, yeah, but they only are using their current people.
I guess they still have a lot of heat.
He hasn't played with Deep Purple since 93.
And Richie, and he's
the co-founder.
Yeah, he went off and has his own solo thing, and
yeah.
I know his name more. I know Richie Blackmore's name almost as much as I know Deep Purple.
I only know one song by them. I only say that in reference of I know personally the name of the song and how the song goes, but if a song came on and you pointed out and said that's Deep Purple, I'd be like, okay, I know this song. That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Okay.
All right, so James Bond's Aston Martin that was specifically made for him in Spectre has been sold for $3.5 million, and it goes to charity for Doctors Without Borders, the UN Mine Action Service, and other charities that the people that do all the auctioning.
Who would pay that much money for that?
Probably a museum. Or car collector, Jay Leno. I don't know.
Jay Leno. That's funny.
All right. So Orlando Brown, who was part of That's So Raven, It's the Future I Can See, That's So Raven. Mm-hmm. He's been arrested for attacking his fiance and in a police parking lot in Los Angeles. He was arrested in Torrance. He's been charged, and he also had drugs on him, prescription drugs, unprescription prescription drugs back in January. So he has been charged.
Well, that's no good.
sports news.
Sports news.
Danica Patrick has changed the colors of her car and determined that this year will be the year that she will finish in the top 10.
Yeah, she's like the Jeb Bush in them. Hey, you know, she's still successful even though she doesn't win. But
Jeb Bush maybe should change the color of his skin to brown.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw the colors and I was like, that's the first thing that popped in my head.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it'd be awesome. The three amigos, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz, all cursing each other out in Spanish.
There you go.
Yes, that's what the Republican Party needs, mm-hmm. is people cursing each other out in Spanish. All right, so Jared Allen has announced that he's retiring. And any other better way than in his cowboy gear, posting a video saying, thanks for the great 12 years. I am now riding off into the sunset on his horse. And he pulled a Fabio. No, the Brad Pitt movie, Legends of the Fall, the flowy hair. That's Jared Allen. That's how he announced his retirement.
That's funny. Okay, Jared Allen's done.
He went to the Super Bowl with the Panthers this year. He played for the Bears. He played for the Vikings.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, I remember him, but he was with the Vikings forever.
Yeah. I remember whenever he went to the Bears. I mean, I only know he was with the Bears for like two seasons, I believe. But
that his Minnesota, that was his team.
Yeah. All right, so Coach Mike Kay, you know, the Duke basketball coach?
Yep.
He will still be one of the main coaches for the Summer Olympics out in Rio this year. And after Duke's basketball season's over, or when the basketball season's over, he's getting knee surgery. And the whole thing was, oh, is he still going to be one of the top coaches for the national? And yes, he is.
I don't know, man. I don't know about our athletes going to Brazil with this Zika virus.
And AIDS.
Yeah. Well, the AIDS, they just don't, you know, have any unprotected transsexual gay sex.
It's funny because whenever I, like, read, you know, or see on TV or anything, it's like, hey, make sure you tell people that are going overseas not to have sex out in Brazil, out in, you know, the South American parts that carry the Zika virus. I'm like, so you're going to tell all these people that is at the Olympics, what was it, 2 years ago, they were all Tindering each other.
Yeah.
And Tinder is like that app you go to you know,
sex.
Jerky, jerky, jerky. So, yeah. Well,
they just better wear rubbers. But the Zika thing is different because it's a mosquito. It bites you.
Yeah, but they're trying to say it's like carried through like.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is if you don't have sex, if you don't have unprotected sex, right, with a transsexual, with a homosexual, with a heterosexual, but just as long as you don't have unprotected sex, you won't get AIDS in Brazil.
No AIDS.
Chances are you won't get AIDS. But you could get bit by a mosquito that has the Zika virus. That can happen.
And here we are in America freaking about West Nile every single year.
Yeah.
But they got some crazy, crazy bugs up there.
Yes.
All right, so President Obama has honored the Chicago Blackhawks in their Stanley Cup championship. Don't forget, he is from Chicago, so he has the right to be like, yeah, that's right, my team. It's like the only team of yours that can actually win a championship. It's okay, because I'm a Blackhawks fan. I'm a Chicago fan. I understand.
I understand.
I understand how you feel. I'm not so much a Bulls fan, but I get you. But yeah, so they gave him an Obama jersey, number 15. Now he's going to Canada and said that he's going to bring the Stanley Cup to Canada with him when he meets with the Prime Minister. And so the Prime Minister tweeted, he goes, oh, well, I'm going to bring my 2002 and 2010 gold medalists. And I'm like, yeah. Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup 3 times in like 4 years. So you're talking about things from years ago, Mr. Prime Minister. But hey.
Prime Minister.
Whatever. You do you, Obama. You do you. And he wants one more championship from them.
Okay.
While he's in the White House. All right, final story. Bart Hernandez, who is a Major League Baseball coach, has been arrested for human trafficking.
He's
been smuggling people since 2010 from Cuba. And he's working with the same agency that Mark Anthony, you know, the Latin singer that has the twins with J-Lo, that he's for. And I'm like, oh, this would be fun, smuggling people from Cuba. Oh, man.
That's how he's fielding baseball teams.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah, they're not smuggling them to be, like, in the sex trade. They're, like, smuggling them to play baseball. And
I think that's a little bit better than, you know, sex trafficking.
Well, I know.
I'm just saying that, like, that's, like, what you would want someone to get arrested for is, why don't you arrest the people that are smuggling?
Yeah, I mean, I was just saying, hey, it could be worse. Normally when someone hears human trafficking and that type of thing, they think sex slaves.
Yeah.
So I was just, you know, being a nice person and saying, hey, it's not sex slaves. They're just trying to field a baseball team.
So Mr. Hernandez
not as bad.
Arrested.
It's not as bad. So, all right.
Hey, Cubans make great baseball players.
They do. They're the best.
Yes. All right, that's it. My name is Katie. That's Robbie. This is the Robbie Zicari Show. I think you should change your name to Robbie Zicari.
Okay, Robbie Zicari.
Robbie. All right, that's it. Everyone go to Extreme Politics over the weekend, and we will see you all Monday au revoir.